an apparent sea change in Hong Kong's approach to COVID-19. On Monday, its chief executive Carrie Lam announced the city's border measures, some of the toughest in the world, will finally be relaxed. A flight ban from 9 countries will be scrapped, including the United States, the United Kingdom, India and Australia.
This ban is no longer necessary because the COVID-19 situation in these countries is no worse than in Hong Kong, and many travelers coming here do not have symptoms.
Quarantine will also be cut from 14 days to 1 week for vaccinated travelers who test negative. This only applies to residents. Tourists are still unable to enter. Plans to carry out citywide testing are also on hold.
Up until recently, the city had been pursuing a zero-tolerance policy to stamping out the virus in line with mainland China. But that changed since the number of cases increased dramatically, along with the death rate.
Not surprised, because both the local experts and also the experts from the Chinese CDC delegates, we all in line of that. So we believe that we should focus on increasing the vaccination rate, especially among the elderly.
Last week, Lam conceded tolerance of the severe measures was fading. The tough policy has also weighed on the economy. Business leaders like Alan Zeman have warned the strict measures could have a lasting impact on the city's status as a financial hub. A host of other social distancing rules are also set to be phased out in the next month or so, including the two-person gathering limit and a dining curfew. Schools will go back to face-to-face learning from next month.
A little bit of the relaxed of the restriction is good.
I don't agree with removing the flight ban. COVID-19 positive people are all over the world. If we allow people to come here, Hong Kong cannot deal with it.
It's been a pain to all the Hong Kong citizens. I do feel relieved, but don't really trust the government that much. I feel like she might change it again soon.
Lam says the phasing out of social distancing measures are dependent on there being no resurgence of the virus in the coming weeks and months. Brit Clenet, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.